Unit 54.
Stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy is no place for the cowardly. As a comedian, you need to make people laugh with no help, just you and the microphone on the stage. You could, of course, use a few props, like Gallagher and his watermelons, but that's it. A stand-up comedian is the entertainment equivalent of a punching bag. It's really more like a war, comedian versus audience. So if you're sensitive or you bruise easily, don't do it. If you insist on trying stand-up, however, here's some advice. At the outset, if you get so much as a chuckle, you're doing well. In all likelihood, you'll mostly just get a few groans and some taunts from the back. Still, whatever you do, don't argue with the audience. Don't retort, don't even glare at them. It will only compound the problem. Your only hope of regaining control of the situation is to embarrass them by saying something witty. If you can't think of anything, just clench your teeth, smile, and pretend you're having fun. Consider the president of Michael Richards, who was famous for playing the neighbor with the strange hairstyle on the TV show Seinfeld. At a club, he responded to a black audience member with racist insults. Accusations of racism almost destroyed his career.
Vocabulary.
Cowardly.
The cowardly soldiers ran away instead of fighting.
Comedian.
Robin Williams is a talented stand-up comedian and dramatic actor.
Prop.
The director went around the stage checking the props.
Equivalent.
Not every word has an equivalent in other languages.
Bruise.
Janet was bruised in the accident, but had no serious injuries.
Outset.
There was trouble between Cliff and Jenna from the outset.
Chuckle.
Everyone else laughed out loud at the joke, but Paul only chuckled.
Likelihood.
Sarah and Bill will in all likelihood get married in the next few years.
Groan.
When the teacher announced the test, a groan came from the back of the room.
Taunt.
The other team used taunts to try and distract the batter.
Retort.
I don't tell you how to do your job. Don't tell me how to do mine, Stan retorted.
Glare.
Wanda glared at Tim when he asked her how much she weighed.
Compound.
Lying about what you've done will only compound the mistake.
Witty.
Leo was very witty and always said things in very clever ways.
Clench.
The diver clenched the mouthpiece between his teeth and jumped in the water.
Precedent.
This was daring new research. There was no precedent for what they were doing.
Hairstyle.
Tina wanted a new hairstyle and asked the hairstylist for suggestions.
Accusation.
The man denied the accusation that he had stolen the money,